a meeting of Kenmare, the Kenmare Municipal District, has resulted in unanimous approval being given by councillors for plans to redevelop the former St Clair's Convent, which they say will transform the beautiful town of Kenmare. To talk more about this, I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by Councillor Dan McCarthy, Independent Councillor Dan McCarthy, whose proposal was given on this, was given unanimous support. Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hope you're keeping well.
Keeping very well, Tasha, and you know, it's great to see you and hear my good friend Noel Crowley on the programme, and like to commend them for the amount of work that they are doing in the local tidy towns, and what they have achieved down the years, like a lot more tidy towns. So it is well done to Noel, and he's a bit of a rogue, Tasha, but he's getting the work done at the same time.
I'd never have guessed that from talking to him. No. Never have guessed that. he was very good to come on this morning, and they have some great ideas, I have to say, like encouraging tourists to get involved in the tidy towns, and in return they get a voucher. They're really a very, very proactive group. Well done to Noel and to everybody in Kenmare community, in Kenmare tidy towns. They're great examples. They're great examples. Now, tell us about this plan for Kenmare. And for anyone who's not familiar with the layout of Kenmare and the St Clair's Convent, although many would be familiar. But for anyone listening in who isn't completely aware of the significance of the former convent, will you outline what's being proposed, this major development for Kenmare, and why it's so significant?
This is one of the biggest developments that Kenmare will ever see, or it was in our lifetime anyway. And for anyone that isn't aware, I don't know where the convent is, it's on the Killarney Road, Mulls Gap Road, on the right hand side, just outside of the town. And I suppose it was great that the St Clair's Convent have been given to the council and the local people. And I think anyone that has seen the plans for it has. There'll be additional 95 parking spaces for cars in the main part. There's five coaches, and there'll be special spaces for wheelchair accessible. And I think what will be the main change sort of that side of it is that there'll be a footbridge going from there into the back of the school, and that will alleviate a lot of the traffic that is congesting up outside the school in the mornings for the secondary school. And the Family Resource Centre then, and the council offices will be moving to the main building, and there's 35 car spaces there. So look, to the major boost of where we always have been looking for extra parking for Kenmare, and then I think this will answer a lot of the problems. There's 6 or 7 spaces for coaches, and at any one given time, if we can keep that part of the town full, will make an awful difference to Kenmare. And look, it was great to be able to propose it, and I'd like to thank my fellow councillors for supporting me on this. So.
And let's go through it. As I said, the convent of St Clair's, Sisters of St Clair's, who left 3 years ago now, they were famous for the lace making enterprise they set up there, and the small convent on 5 acres at the edge of town that they've given now to Kenmare was their last remaining property. So. Tell us a bit more as well. So there's a family resource centre is planned, civic offices, municipal council meeting room, car park with 125 spaces. These are among the things being provided under the plans. And the council, Kerry County Council, has worked very closely with Kenmare Family Resource Centre in all of this.
Yes, I've worked on. And look, I want to commend the council officials who have been involved in this and have worked tirelessly to get it to the stage that is at today. Like, and to look at the map of it is absolutely phenomenal. And I think that will make an awful difference to the people of Kenmare. And look, it is to the community, it is for the community, and all the councillors voted unanimously for it, because it's one place that there is parking. We're crying out for parking every day in Kenmare and the lack of it. So this hopefully will solve a share of the problem. I know it's a small bit outside of the town, but for the coach buses and the cars and the tourist season, I think it will be a mighty plus for the town.
Now, this was done under Part 8 planning application. And am I right in saying this is the method or the way a council or a local authority uses to apply for planning permission for developments over the cost of €126,000? And it's very important for Part 8 that there's buy-in from the community, there's consultation with the public, and there's obviously it needs to get approval from the from elected members like yourselves, the councillors in Kenmare Municipal District.
Yes, well, definitely. Like, and like, there was a lot of work put into this, and to open to people to see what they wanted, and like, they have the plans are there, and like, I think it'll be a major plus. Like, I can't see no downside to it. Only, you know. So hopefully, like, I know it won't. This won't come into play in the next couple of months or next 6 months or I don't know how long it'll take. But look, once it's there. And when the work will start on it, I think that they will be wondering how do we manage without it.
Now, there's no timeline as you said there, but is there any way you could say within two or 3 years?
I'd love to be able to say when it will be done, but this again will all depend on funding and the funding sources, where the funding will come from, because like, the money is phenomenal, and I don't think the people can be able to see Coaches Park in there next summer. I couldn't see that happening anyway. So, but look, once it is gone this far, every step now will be a step closer to get it completed.
How much funding would be needed? We know it would definitely be over €126,000 because it's Part 8 process, but was there any at the council meeting, did the council executive give any indications as to cost? The price?
I haven't heard. I don't know. I'd say no, to be fairly frightening, to be honest with you. I haven't. I'd say we're talking millions, like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Millions, you know. But look, all we can do is wait and see, and the people that are in charge, the people in the council, I'm quite sure that they'll be looking at every avenue to get funding, and like, we have the right people at the right places to try to get that money. And again, I'd like to just thank everyone that in the council, the officials and the planners and the whole lot that have drawn this up. There's unbelievable work gone into it. And again, look, it was a great honour for me to be able to propose that this would go ahead. So it's one of the biggest things I've seen since I became a councillor 12 years ago anyway. So look, hopefully it will be finalised and that will be a success.
If it happens, if it goes ahead, this major development, as you said, described as one of the greatest developments to Kenmare in a long time at the meeting last Friday. If it goes ahead, if it happens, how transformative do you think it could be for Kenmare?
Oh, it will be, because like, in the summertime, like, the park is very limited and people come into town, they just drive past. Whereas if this is there's a car park, they'll say to themselves, look, we'll pull in here and we'll go for a walk around Kenmare. I think it will be a major transformative of Kenmare, like, you know.
Dan, thank you so much for explaining it all to us so clearly, and thanks for joining us on the Kerry Today Show on Radio Kerry this morning. We have been speaking to independent councillor for the Kenmare Municipal District, Councillor Dan McCarthy, talking to us and explaining to us unanimous approval that was given for plans to redevelop the former St Clair's Convent, which councillors believe will transform the town. A family resource centre, civic offices, municipal council meeting room and a car park with 125 car parking car spaces are to be provided under the plans, and that will also include car spaces for bus parking. There's also to be parking for 5 coaches as well as a mini bus space. Dan McCarthy is very clear in his mind that it will be transformative for Kenmare.